Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is preparing to resign. He's expected to announce the date of his departure this week. 10 years ago, when Tony Blair swept into office with a landslide victory, he spoke with great hope about taking Britain in a new direction after 18 years of conservative rule. But now, many Britons are relieved to see him go. As of last month, his approval ratings were down to a mere 28%. Joining me now to talk about Tony Blair's political legacy is Labour MP Glenda Jackson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Ms. Jackson, you've been quite critical of Tony Blair, especially of his record in Iraq. When did he lose your support?
Oh, over the whole issue of Iraq. I am of a generation that remembers very clearly the debacle of our Suez Canal adventure. And I never thought, and I thought that no British government would ever again, whatever its political color, take us into such a disaster. But Mr. Blair did, and the nightmare of Iraq is there on our television screens day in and day out.
It certainly seems like you're not alone in your opinion. You know, Tony Blair is often referred to as Bush's poodle. Why do you think he just continuously supports President Bush despite that the unpopularity of that position in your country?
Well, that's a question you'd have to put to him. I really don't understand it, that this country does, and I hope always will regard itself as being America's strongest ally, does not carry with it the absolute that we will support every shade, every color of American administration. And I have to say, I think what the Bush administration has done, most markedly in foreign affairs, is a disaster. And why our prime minister attached himself so closely to that policy is beyond my comprehension.
Tony Blair's administration has also had a number of alleged corruption scandals to deal with of late. Do you think this has been damaging to the Labour Party as a whole?
Well, it certainly hasn't done us any good, but the major damage to the Labour Party certainly has come from Iraq. We've seen not only a loss of trust in the Prime Minister, as far as the nation is concerned, we've also seen membership of the Labour Party diminish. During the last general election, for example, people were saying to me, we've always voted Labour, we will never vote Labour again while Tony Blair is the leader. What I think we're all hoping for is when he eventually disappears, which won't be even if he makes the announcement, if he gives us the date of his departure tomorrow, it won't be for another 6 weeks, that we will see membership of the Labour Party increase, people come back to us, and certainly begin that process not only of revitalizing and re-energizing our party, but also restoring the trust in the electorate that I'm afraid Mr. Blair has lost for us.
Surely there must be some positive aspects to his legacy. What do you see as some of the positive contributions that Tony Blair has made?
Well, that makes it sound as though he single-handedly has brought them, and I would balk at that idea. I mean, we have, you know, a consensus cabinet, I mean, a government in that way. And the improvements in the social infrastructure in this country, and certainly in families and individuals' lives, has come from the fact that we have had as a policy across many areas the redistribution of wealth. Now that we have wealth and that redistribution has gone on, is due in no small part to the qualities of our Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown. But one cannot deny, I mean, for example, there were great celebrations yesterday on the restoration of the Legislative Assembly in Northern Ireland. And to see the former arch enemies actually standing and sitting and smiling with each other when the Assembly was back in business is no small achievement.
When this chapter is written in the history books, where do you see Tony Blair ranking amidst other British prime ministers?
Fairly low down.
Could you compare him to other prime ministers past?
Well, not really, because the major changes that took place in the Labour Party were not begun by Tony Blair. And they were begun in no small measure by Neil Kinnock, who never did become Prime Minister. They were carried on by John Smith, who, much to everyone's dismay and almost disbelief, died very soon after becoming leader. Certainly, Tony Blair has carried forward those changes within the Labour Party. But for many of us, and I think for the country too, in some instances, he seemed to have lost touch with some of the basic principles of what being a Labour Party is all about.
Glenda Jackson is the Labour Member of Parliament for the Hampstead and Highgate constituencies in London. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Entirely a pleasure.